Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
Hello, James. I can't see you, but I'm very good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good, good, good.
All right, I'll go ahead and get started and hopefully get you back onto your day.
All right, awesome. Thank you very much.
All right. So how were you approached to be the subject of a documentary? Like, how did that whole thing come about?
Yeah, so a friend of mine called Yaz Talat from Electric Panda and his partner Gabriel Naporo, they approached me and said, listen, we have a budget for a documentary. We think you would be the perfect person. Your story is very inspiring. We would like to do it on you. He said, we also have a crew from Scorgy Productions that are award-winning documentary makers. And we think your story needs to be told. So we had a couple of meetings with the director and the production team. And, you know, after a few meetings, we decided to start production in 2018. And it's been a long process, but we're finally ready to release March 22nd, video on demand. And very, very excited about it.
So you had a few meetings. Did it take quite a bit of convincing to make you want to get this intimate, share all these details about your life? Or were you kind of ready to jump in from the beginning?
Yeah, well, yes and no. You know, I mean, because, you know, it is a lot to, to reveal about yourself. You know, I mean, obviously, the path of most fighters, there's normally something went on at home and stuff like that. And then obviously I had a lot of injuries and a lot of emotions through the fight game. It's an emotional roller coaster. And I wasn't sure if I was ready to divulge that to the entire world. Do you know what I mean? Me bloody crying on camera and stuff like that. So, but at the same time, I didn't need a lot of convincing. You know, I wasn't sure. I thought about it for a bit. I said, you know what? Let's do it, because I am proud of what I achieved. I'm proud of the setbacks that I had, and I was able to overcome them. And I think a lot of people, well, I know a lot of people because I've had a lot of interaction from people on social media and stuff. They're going to take a lot from this. It's going to give them a lot of inspiration and stuff. So I think it's a great story. And yeah, I'm very proud of it.
Great. So watching the movie, I learned there are a lot of ways people could introduce you: fighter, world champion, Hall of Famer, husband, father, all those things. But I feel like they could also say world's biggest Rocky fan. What is it about that series that you enjoy? And what is it that Stallone got correct about fighters?
Yeah, well, I just feel that he portrays the emotions that fighters go through perfectly, you know, perfectly. Now, first of all, for me, it brings back childhood memories. You know, I used to watch the Rocky movies, and me and my older brother would always be shadow boxing and stuff. And ultimately that would end up in a real fight and me getting my ass kicked. I mean, they're incredible movies. As I say, the fight game is an incredibly lonely process. You know, there's so much goes on up in here, so much doubt and fear and anxiety and, you know, the highs and the lows. And one minute you're on top of the world and then next minute you're at absolute rock bottom. It really is a roller coaster, you know. And as I say, I just feel that he captures the essence of it perfectly. So I am a big fan. You know, and if you've seen the film, you know, there is references to that, you know, but also as a child, I love it. I mean, you put Eye of the Tiger on for me, I'm going in the garage and I'm hitting that bag straight away.
Fantastic. So you mentioned a bit of a mixed childhood. You love your parents and things were good, but not always great. And your sister in one of her interviews mentioned that your dad's military career kind of came to an end earlier than he wanted due to an injury. And was that something you and him were able to bond over when you thought you may never fight again?
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, no, we never actually had that discussion. Interesting observation. Yeah, my dad was a sniper and, you know, he was involved in a bomb blast, I think, and hurt his back. So he came out early. But that was never anything that we broached in conversation. But good observation.
Right. So what was it like? Like, you went through this whole process for the movie to be filmed. You're sitting down to watch the rough cut, the final cut, whatever it was, for the first time you're experiencing the whole thing. What was it going through your head? What were you feeling as you're watching other people talk about you and your story?
Yeah, it was a strange feeling. And obviously when I first watched it, I was like, wow, did I say that? We started in 2018. I'd forgotten that I was quite so open and so honest about a lot of things. But, you know, That's what you need to do. If you're doing a documentary, you can't lie. You can't tell half a story. You've got to go all in, you know, and I went most of the way in. There's a few things that I didn't, I just, out of respect to certain people, I wouldn't go to. But yeah, you know, and listen, the first rough cut doesn't even resemble what is being released. You know, there was many cuts we went through. I was like, okay, there's stuff missing here. We need to talk about this. We need a bit of more background stuff, stuff about when I was a childhood, my childhood and stuff like that. So, but it was a great starting point. But as I say, when I was watching, I was like, wow. And I was so impressed with some of the kind words and the honesty and the emotions that some of the people displayed and talked about. Like Joe Rogan does a great job of talking about what fighters go through when they lose. Vin Diesel just said some very, very powerful words. Michael Jai White talking about the challenges that alpha males have in a modern society, you know, and so it's very interesting. So there's a lot of things there for people to enjoy. You don't need to be a fan of the fight game to watch this movie and really take something away from it.
No, I 100% agree with that. You're a great storyteller. Film is engrossing, and I think there's a lot people will be able to take away from it.
You
mentioned Vin and Michael Jai White, both actors and athletes in their own right. How do you want to kind of further your career in an actor? Is that something you plan on doing?
Absolutely. And it's something I'm constantly working towards. It's a very competitive industry, but I feel so far that I'm chipping away nicely. I just had Never Back Down Revolt come out on Netflix. I'm the main villain in that. I'm always the villain. I guess with a face like this, that's the way it goes. I've died in many different ways. We shoot Den of Thieves 2. I think April, May, we're just waiting on the date. We know it's been greenlit. The finance is there. Gerard Butler's free to do it. And it's actually in the casting process. So I think April, May, we're going to shoot that. Working on a movie called The Journeyman. There's another project called Fox Hunt. You know, it's a tough business, but I do enjoy the challenge of it. There's nothing quite like working on a scene, going for the audition, and then actually getting the part. You know what I mean? It's fantastic. And then being on set, I love it. It makes me feel alive. I love nothing more than becoming somebody else and portraying these characters and working, you know, figuring out their backstories and things like that. And, you know, obviously my martial arts training and my propensity for action, you know, I always find myself doing action scenes, but I would love to do some comedy because I'm kind of a funny guy, or maybe kind of an idiot, whichever way you want to slice it. So, you know, it would be nice to do something like that. But yeah, I'm, you know, work with my agent constantly and always auditioning and working on projects.
Oh, great. I think there's a couple ways you could go with comedy. I mean, every kind of guy who's known for action, they get big enough, they end up making a movie with kids, or they make like a buddy movie. Which would you rather do? Would you rather go like the family route, or would you like a buddy cop kind of comedy movie?
A buddy cop comedy kind of movie would be absolutely fantastic. And if anyone's got a script for me, sign me up. Let's go. Yeah, no, I'd love something like that. As I say, I am a very happy-go-lucky kind of person. When I'm not in the ring, when I'm not fighting and I'm not being serious in that regard, I am just always messing around. And so, yeah, a lot of people know the funny side of me. But obviously, when the fight world, there's no room for that. So, yeah, a buddy cop movie would be incredible.
Sorry. My last question about the documentary is, you go through this long process, starting with the meetings, and all the interviews and everything. Do you are you and director Michael Hamilton, are you like good friends now? Or are you like, I've talked to this guy enough for a lifetime? How does that relationship evolve over time?
Oh, listen, Michael is a good friend of mine. He's an incredible person, a hugely talented director, and just a great person, you know, and I loved working with him, Scorgi, Yaz Talat, everybody involved. I'm very lucky they're all such great human beings. And Hammy and I, we stay in contact, not so much lately. You know, at first we were staying in touch a lot, but we've got lives. He's very busy, I'm busy, you know, but we're friends. He's going to be at the screening, the premiere in Manchester next Monday. I cannot wait to see him. It's going to be amazing to link up with all the team and finally sit and watch all our hard work and, you know, see the reaction from an audience. That's going to be incredible. It's going to be very nerve-wracking as well. But yeah, go grab dinner afterwards and have a good catch-up with Hammy. We were talking for a long time about, you know, meeting up in Vegas with the wives and going to a concert or something like that. So, yeah, no, we're on very, very good terms.
Oh, that's good to know. Well, best of luck with the movie. I thought it was great. I think a lot of people are going to love learning more about you and being entertained by you. And hopefully I'll get to cover you on some of your future projects, like Den of Thieves too.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you covering this film. And yeah, hopefully one day you write about something else. But thanks for your time.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.